This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
We begin by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by bearing witness that none has the right to be worshipped or unconditionally obeyed except for Him, and we bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His final messenger. We ask Allah to send His peace and blessings upon Him, the prophets and messengers that came before Him, His family and companions that served alongside Him, and those that follow in His blessed path until the Day of Judgment. We ask Allah to make us amongst them. Allahumma ameen. Dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose that on the most consequential night in the history of humanity, which is the revelation of the Qur'an, which came down as al-Furqan, which came down as the criterion by which all of humanity would now forever be changed and judged and held accountable. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided and decreed that on this particular night, فِيهَا يُفْرَقُ كُلُّ أَمْرٍ حَكِيمٍ, that as He sent down the Furqan on this night, that He has decreed that on this night, every single year, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decrees everything that is to come in that particular year. And subhanAllah, it truly is stunning when you start to read about the narrations and perceive what it is that Allah is talking about on Laylatul Qadr. Now we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's knowledge is complete and that Allah azza wa jal already knows and writes and decrees all that is to happen based upon His all-encompassing knowledge. But what exactly happens on Laylatul Qadr? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those whose decree is to be forgiven. Allahumma ameen. And make us amongst those who catch the qiyam of Laylatul Qadr. And may Allah azza wa jal remove any barriers between us and Him that would cause our worship to go to waste. Allahumma ameen. What exactly is happening and what exactly is being decreed and what is it like when that decree comes down? And I want you to actually try to perceive this with me, dear brothers and sisters, because I want to actually take you back to Laylatul Qadr last year. Laylatul Qadr last year. And the ulama mention, as Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma says, that on that night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the scrolls to the angels of everything that is to come for the next year. You have the scrolls of death. You have the scrolls of birth, the birth certificates of so many. The names of those that are to pass away. You have asma al-shuhada, the names of the martyrs that are given to them. You have the names of the tragedies, the days of those wars, the genocide that we are witnessing today. All of that revealed to the angels on that particular night. And subhanAllah, I want you to just for a moment think that while we were in this masjid last year, or while we were observing Laylatul Qadr, hopefully, as it falls within the last 10 nights last year, that everything that happened from last Ramadan until this Ramadan was revealed to the angels in written form, and that this is what the next year looks like, all of its disasters, all of its decrees, the earthquakes, the eclipses, the wars, the names. And the ulama mention of tafsir, subhanAllah, that if you look to al-muqassimati amra, those that apportion the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, imagine the scrolls of al-hurub and the wars and the great affairs being given to Jibreel alayhi salam when he receives his instructions for that next year. Wal-arzaq li Mika'il alayhi salam, and Mika'il alayhi salam, that great angel about the sustenance of the year. And Malak al-Maut, the angel of death, is given his scroll for the year. These are the people that you will take this year by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine the scrolls that mention the people who are becoming Muslim and the angels receiving the scroll that so-and-so is going to take shahada this year. So-and-so is going to become Muslim this year. And the scrolls getting longer. And some of those names perhaps being quite surprising. Imagine the scrolls of repentance. Imagine the scrolls of people that turn away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine the scrolls of people who had a good relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but قَدْ خَابَ مَنْ حَمَلَ ظُلْمًا, they wronged someone, and so the door between them and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was now shut. And a person who's been in the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is now written from those who are in despair. Imagine as Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma says, Al-amwat wal-ajal wal-arzaq wal-hujjaj. The Hajj visas get issued on Laylatul Qadr. I know that many of us are looking to these apps and looking to what's going to happen with this agency, and perhaps you have the intention, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala write down the full reward just by our intention, Allahumma ameen, and facilitate an accepted Hajj. You wait for the visa, you wait to see it in your hands. The angels receive your Hajj visa from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this year. And perhaps the names of those who don't physically go but that spiritually go. So as you're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these nights, I want you to first and foremost immerse yourself in what is happening in the heavens. Because one of the ways that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dawns upon us the weight of the revelation is by informing us of how weighty the revelation was in the heavens. When the Qur'an came down that you recite and perhaps you don't take very seriously, it shook the angels in every heaven as they gathered around Jibreel alayhi salam, Shadidul Quwa, the one who is endowed with strength as he is descending from heaven to heaven with the Qur'an to the heart of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with a revelation that could crush the mountains. And so who are you to read that Qur'an without any type of integrity and without any type of awe and submission as you go through the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Likewise, when Allah azza wa jal mentions to you the descent of Jibreel alayhi salam and the descent of the angels with the decree, by knowing the weight of it in the heavens, it is meant to cause you to long for it in a certain way and to feel the awe and submission towards it in a certain way as you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these last 10 nights. Jibreel alayhi salam, who was once given the order to destroy entire towns and cities and tyrants, to drown the Fir'aun, receives that decree on that night. These are your orders for the year to come. And even the angels don't know until that scroll comes to them. Now here's, subhanAllah, what we think about with our brothers and sisters in Gaza. When we think about what's happening, subhanAllah, what was written last year while we were making dua, while we were exerting ourselves for the decree of the year to come, that in those scrolls are things that are completely unanticipated by all of Allah's creation. You know, if you were to talk to us, and subhanAllah, some of us remember in October, the way that the entire world just changed overnight. And especially for American Muslims, you thought that this type of stuff only happens when an incident happens in the United States. This type of a dramatic shift of everything. The angels received that on this night last year, that this is what's going to happen. And this year, as you are exerting yourself for your brothers and sisters, and you're making dua for an-nasr, you're making dua for victory, know that the scrolls are being printed from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the angels to coincide with those du'as of the believers as they are praying and exerting themselves during these nights. And so we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to write down an-nasr for our brothers and sisters, victory for our brothers and sisters in this year to come. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who sent Jibreel alayhi salam, Shadidul Quwa, on nations before, to send him upon the oppressors and to show us a sign in those oppressors. Allahumma ameen. And as the names of the Hujjaj are being written down, dear brothers and sisters, so too are the names of the Shuhada. And I don't want to go two ways about this. When you make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Prophet ﷺ mentioned that Allah azza wa jal could grant a person shahada even if they die in their beds, if they are sincere in their dua. As you see the ugliness of what is happening, you also see the stars, the lights, and that hope in the shuhada. The list was long that was given to the malaika by our Lord, by Al-Fariq subhanahu wa ta'ala, by Allah azza wa jal who decides all things. The list was long. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not just decree in numbers, but every single name was given to them of every single shaheed. And just like you don't have to physically end up in Hajj to get the reward of Hajj, and you hope that your name is written from the Hujjaj, Allahumma inna nas'aluka shahada. Oh Allah, we ask you to write our names down from the shuhada. Make that dua sincerely from your heart as well, that the decree comes down with that. But I want to give you this one incident, subhanAllah, of the shock of it all. And it really dawned upon me, I was reading this narration from Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhumah, describing that night. Because it should bring about a certain awe of the night, tonight, which could be Laylatul Qadr, the 27th night, or what remains of these nights. But obviously, the 27th night has a certain weight to it amongst these last 10. And Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhumah, he says as he's describing that night, he says, تَرَى الرَّجُلَ يَمْشِي فِي الْأَسْوَاقِ. You see a man just walking out, and in that same moment that he's walking around in public, having no idea what is happening, قَدْ وَقَعْ إِسْمُهُ فِي الْمَوْتَى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just printed out his name as someone that will pass away that year in the heavens. So you think about just this image of a person that's just walking around, maybe having a conversation, making dua in the hallway, and in that moment that you're in the masjid, in that moment that you're in the hallway, in that moment that you're at home, in that moment that you're in public, at that very moment in the heavens, your name was written down amongst those that would pass away. For the believer, you don't sit there and you think to yourself, well, you know, I'm this young, I don't have any health conditions, I don't think that it's me. For the believer, that possibility of you being that person that Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma is describing, that at that moment your name just got written in the heavens, is something that you consider with absolutely everything. And so the urgency of tawbah, the urgency of repenting, the urgency of seeking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seeking forgiveness for your sins, seeking forgiveness for your dhulm, the urgency of getting your money right, the urgency of shifting your lives right, the urgency of your tawbah, the urgency of your repentance can't wait, because you are considering the idea that your name might have just got printed in the very moment that you are sitting in the masjid or elsewhere. And dear brothers and sisters, with all of that being said, there was only one thing that concerned the Sahaba, and it shows you their priorities, and I'll end with this bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. When you read in the athar, when you read in the narrations of the du'as of the companions on Laylatul Qadr and these last 10 nights, none of them are saying, oh Allah, let me not be amongst those who will die this year. None of them are saying, oh Allah, let me not be amongst those who will have this happen to them in their worldly sense this year, in terms of a fear of a decrease of something of this dunya. All of them are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for one thing as their primary ask. Allahumma innaka afuwan tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anni. Allahumma ja'alni min al-utaqa. Oh Allah, make me from those who are redeemed. Oh Allah, make me from those who are forgiven. Because the greatest thing that can be written in those scrolls in that night, and it could be either the surprise in the heavens or the expectation of a person, is that you are amongst the forgiven. And that last scroll is what is given to the two angels that are with you all the time, that write down for you. And subhanAllah, as the Prophet ﷺ mentions to us, the prompting of the malaika, the prompting of the angels, ikhtim bi khair, ikhtim bi khair, end well, end well. Against the prompting of the shayateen, ikhtim bi shar, end in evil, end in evil. I want you to anticipate and to hope bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, as you're making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that what is given to those angels is that this is indeed a person who is going to end in khair, that this is indeed a person that will end in well, and this is a person who is going to end with the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala write down for us on this night, if it is tonight, or what is left of the remaining nights, may Allah azza wa jalla write down for us forgiveness in our individual capacities, and victory as an ummah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us for our shortcomings, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has turned us towards Him in ibadah on the most consequential night of our year. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to exert ourselves, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow our exertion to be sincere. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala count us from the sincere and the steadfast. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to overcome the barriers of ego and arrogance and desire that stop us from reaching Him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to worship Him properly. Allahumma inna ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik. Oh Allah, enable us to remember you properly, to worship you properly, to thank you properly, especially on this night. And O Allah, we ask you that if the night has passed of these 10, that is Laylatul Qadr, Ya Allah, we ask you for its full reward and its full forgiveness. And if the night still remains, Ya Allah, push us towards that night and guarantee us its reward. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anna. Allahumma ameen. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfiru li wa lakum wa lisa'il muslimin fastaghfiru innahu al-ghafur rahim. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا واعف عنا ولا تعذبنا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم اغفر لوالدينا رب ارحمهما كما ربونا صغارا ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين وجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في فلسطين اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في فلسطين اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين وأصلح أحوال إخواننا المنكوبين في كل مكان اللهم عليك بأعدائك أعداء الدين اللهم أرنا فيهم عجائب قدرتك اللهم أرنا فيهم عجائب قدرتك اللهم أرنا فيهم عجائب قدرتك اللهم أهلك الظالمين بالظالمين وأخرجنا وإخواننا من بينهم سالمين عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروا الله يذكركم واشكروه على النعماء يزد لكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون وأقيم الصلاة.